This the Black Powder Podcast. Kick up your feet, lean on your armrest, right, and get your mind blessed on this conquest. Hold a grip like a 12th gauge. Let this moment kick. Black people moving and having some gun ownership. I carry weight, not to keep the camera safe. It's thinking about you, my kids and my parents' faces. The big topics they don't wanna involve us. Think we're novice, but now we're moving hard with revolvers. This the Black Powder Podcast. Let's get it started. Yeah.
Primer's hit, the powder's lit. It's time to get on target. Welcome to another episode of the Black Powder Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Yasuke Fett. And just a general reminder of your marching orders and why we have created the Black Powder Podcast. The main mission is to change the social view of black society and firearms. How did we do that? Glad you asked. We talk, walk, read, write, and think about it to find a better solution for a brighter future for the proper protection of black people. Join us through education, practice, and safety as we take down the stigma of black people and guns, one discussion at a time. Just a general reminder, you cannot do a mag dump without a couple of rounds. So if you like what you're hearing and you happen to like this show, send out an email to blackpowderpodcast@gmail.com and let me know what your favorite episode is. Whether or not you agree, disagree, or have questions, please make sure to send them to blackpowderpodcast@gmail.com. And always, feel free to like, share, and subscribe. The only way to continue to grow is to continue to share this knowledge with other people. And the only way to even get the message out is to let everyone know. So once again, if you like what you heard and would like to continue to hear, please like, share, and subscribe. And as always, you can find us on multiple platforms, especially main ones. As of recently, we are now on Spotify, Apple iTunes, Google Podcast, Amazon Music, and Audible.
After 7 years, bro, I ain't gonna stop me.
Yeah, that, like that. I gotta say, man, it's like, you would think it'd be very humbling on their side, because you could easily say, yeah, let me borrow that jackal, and you shoot the jackal, and it might shoot, you know, phenomenally, but you'll be like, yeah, it's a piece of shit, don't buy it, it jams up every time, and you know, you can easily trash their product, but you're still giving honest reviews without any bias towards it.
Right, and that's why after over seven years, I have had no sponsors. You know, I've had people that like send me stuff, but I'm not sponsored. You know, they're not sending me money. And so I've always tried to maintain that, because once you start making money, or not making money, but receiving money for like product reviews, it taints your word a little bit, because now are you telling me this product is good because they sent you $5,000, or is the product actually good? So the fact that people know that I'm not getting paid, or I bought this product with my own money, or I was came up front and told you, hey, they sent this to me, yada yada, just full disclosure, you know, it maintains your reputation a lot better, because everybody knows you can't buy every upper out there. You can't buy every flashlight. You can't buy every optic. That's be millions of dollars. But, you know, as long as you're upfront and you disclose how you got it, fine.
That makes sense, man. Shoot. You know, it's funny. That situation kind of reminds me of my chapter of NAGA over in Atlanta, you know, Bass Reeves. They'll do stuff for the community and they'll have an interest in trying to help, but as soon as people find out that they're a black gun, a gun club, all of a sudden they're like, I don't know about this. I mean, guns bad, black people bad too, black guns real bad. And then they'll pull out, which is ridiculous. I mean, I know for the most part, there's like a whole lot of left-leaning minded people, especially in the media, that as soon as they hear something about, I don't know, let's say, anything about a gun, right? They're like, oh no, it's bad, we need to stay away from it. But then they'll go and watch a movie that's got a bunch of firearms, or in the case of Alec Baldwin, he'll go and make a movie without having the proper armor on there. So somebody gets shot, and that also doesn't help, because now it's like making these movies are dangerous. They don't know what they're doing. But it's just the lack of education and the majority of ignorance, you know?
That, and you know, the intentional ignorance as well. The one of the main reasons people don't want to have guns is because picking up a gun takes away that security blanket of protection. So it's like, in their mind, if I don't have a gun, That's a guy called police. If I don't have a gun, I'll call my husband. If I don't have a gun, I'll call my uncle. I'll have some way, somehow, this scary, violent, stressful situation that I'm encountered with, I can remove myself from that situation and somebody or something else will take place. But now, if they have a firearm, they have to deal with that situation. So all that scary stuff that they don't want to deal with, they have to. And so a lot of that is in their mind, that when they pick up this gun that, you know, I have to train with this. And they know they don't want to. No, I have to protect myself. They know they don't want to. No, I have to kill somebody, most likely. And they know they don't want to. And so a lot of that is mostly mental. It starts in the mind. If they mentally know I want to take control of my protection of myself, then it's easier for them to get that firearm. But if they're saying, I don't want to have to fight for my life, I don't want to have to protect other people, I don't want to have to be that force that meets that other force, then they're going to look at that gun and be like, no. Because picking up that means I have to go do that. So,
yeah, and really, I think it's just you know, I always say this, but the media is the fourth branch of government. That being said, it's, in my opinion, it's also a lot of pre-programming too, because if you're taught that, it's like you ever watch Black Mirror on Netflix?
Yeah, I've seen some episodes. Yeah, that shit wild. It'd be like a mind trip.
Yeah, so you've probably seen a couple of episodes. Like, say, for example, there's an episode where I can't remember what the husband did, but the wife blocked him out. Like, literally, because I think they had like microchips or something in their brain. So she literally blocked his image out. All it was like a bunch of snowed out silhouette of her husband. So she couldn't really talk with him, but he could still see her. It's just, it was almost like, the channel changed on an old TV and there was a bunch of snow. That was kind of her husband. So I bring that up as an example to like how people are thinking, because they think that, oh, if I call the police, all I got to do is just wait now. And, you know, it's just, they call the police, they hang up, they try and hide, or they're hiding in the bed, hide in the closet, whatever. And then it's like the game is supposed to pause until it gets better. And no, that's not how it works. You know, respect to, you know, the people that are actually doing law enforcement. But at the end of the day, I look at the police, if they got to come to my house, then they're not there to save me, because more than likely, I'm probably already dead if I hadn't tried to protect myself. And let's say I didn't have a firearm. If anything, they're not there to save me now. They're there to make a report so they can, you know, document this stuff and hopefully catch the or predict where the person who killed me is going to be at next time. So it's not...
Right.
It's not a perfect science, man. People don't see it like that, though.
Exactly. Like you said, but that intentional ignorance, you know, until the shit's happening, then all they're going to do is cry and scream. You know, why would people do this? You know, the world's evil, bro. You've been on this. Everybody knows this, right? Just because you act ignorant to what's out there and you want to keep everything positive and happy and flowers and sunshine and shit doesn't mean there's somebody out there who ain't trying to kill your ass just because you black, just because you white, or just want to rape you because you're just a woman that they like, they saw and they liked, where you just happen to be there. That shit happens. You know, you gotta understand both sides. Yeah, you don't have to walk around in the darkness, but you also gotta know when the lights go out, you're gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Right?
You're right about that. So, what do you believe needs to change in the firearm industry to better support Black YouTubers?
Allow, I guess, what could the industry do? Trying to think of a good answer for that, because they're just thinking business. What brings the most money? They're not worried about, you know, the Black community or Black culture. No, because they'll have Black people, but they don't want those Black people, you know, again, talking about, you know, Black issues, because in their mind, that stops business, stops money. And so it's not really something the industry, I would say the more Black people get involved in the industry, the more we'll see things kind of smooth out. Because there have black this ha, it hasn't been this many black people in the gun industry until like the last few years since Trump and everything. And so they're still just trying to kind of figure out what to do with all this. And so I feel like as more black people get in the industry, they get the education, you see more black bomb instructors, you see more black people selling ammunition or making ammunition, making plate carriers and pouches and belts and doing all that stuff that like Spirit Systems and Feral Concepts is doing. I think then things will get better because now as a business, they see good business. So that's about it,
Yeah.
because they're not even going to cater to the black community. They're not. No matter how
Yes.
much you cry and bitch and complain, unless the black community is bringing them money, they're not going to give a damn. So it's either
Yeah.
black people, I would say black people, you either create your own in the industry. So if they don't mess with you, we can mess with our own. So I don't have to go get a Spirit System plate carrier. I can go get a Comet tactical plate carrier, that's to say. And I can get me, instead of a Team Wendy helmet, I can get me a Shaka Zulu helmet. Right? So the more we do things like that, the better it is gonna be for us. And then once they start seeing that black people ain't buying our stuff, they're buying their own stuff, you'll see them starting coming over, knocking on the door. Hey guys, how you doing? We were just wondering if we could, and then the ball is more in our court because they're coming to us now instead of us going to them.
Yeah.
That's how I would do it. We just create our own, start doing our own. We're not dumb. We're not stupid. All right. There are black people out there who know how to sew and make nylon products. We know how to use CNC machines and 3D print. We know how to market and sell shit. And so we get everything they're doing, we can do. We're just disorganized. And once you get organized, you'll really start to see the power of the black community, just like the black militia, right? When you see when we get organized and we come together, the world takes notice. Not just like America, but the world takes notice. And so that same thing we're just gonna have to do, And it's on the product makers too. So if you're one of those that says, I want to make black plate carriers, look at what Spirit of Citizens Feral Concept is doing, and then make something just as good as that. I don't like to see a lot of these black tactical companies selling white label products. And what I mean by that is just a generic plate carrier made in China, and all they're doing is putting their name and their logo on it and calling and selling it to our people. Right. And the whole time we're out here with this bullshit Chinese plate carrier 500D Couture with Molly loops on there that rip off because they're not sewn right, or these weak ass flaps with weak Velcro that don't stick together, and just this buckles in places that impede weapon manipulation or putting a stock to your shoulder. And they're out there, and the other side's out there running around in the nicest, most ergonomic shit out there. That's not, I'm not gonna sell your company. I'm not gonna tell black people to go buy from you because you're kind of doing shit half-assed. So.
Yeah, I get it. The sad thing is, there's actually one guy who I was trying to support. I think this was Ogun Gear. This was like back in 2020, but I think his problem was he couldn't meet demand, which kind of sucked because he was trying to put stuff out there. But
Yeah, I got some of his products too, a couple rifle bags and a pistol bag. And
yeah.
yeah, again, back to that, how Tom, if black people, if you want to sell to other black people, you gotta have the inventory, right? You can't just have like 20 bags in your room and think, all right, okay, I'm good. There's somebody in there who could buy five bags. The next person buys another five, and now you're already half your stock is gone. And now you're getting these people, I want a bag, I want a bag, I want a bag, I want two bags, I want three bags, I want a bag. And now it's like, okay, I'm out of stock. How do I get more? And now you're contacting them. All right, it'll be 6 to 8 weeks. And you're like, well, fuck. All these people want their stuff. And now I'm out of stock because I wasn't prepared properly for it. You're gonna have, if you really want to get into this, like, you are going to have to spend money. You are going to have to spend money. I can't stress that enough. Too many of us want to make a few sales and then be out there, like, you know how it is, flashing money, doing the little money broke thing, whatever. And it can't be like that. You don't see how many, think about it, how many white business owners do you see throwing money in the air or walking around with just stacks of cash, like rubber band out, or doing just stupid money tricks with their shit? You don't, right? Because they are business 24/7. It's not business for a couple hours and now I'm a civilian street nigga the rest of the time. You are. That's too many of our people do that shit. They want to emulate the life of a rapper or a football player, and they don't want to handle the business properly first. You know, they get a few thousand dollars, they get a chain instead of, you know, getting a storefront or getting a warehouse or investing in a marketing or a website or getting more product to sell. All right. You know, they get $10,000, and next thing you know, they got a grill in their mouth. They got diamond chains on their neck. They got stacks of cash. But you see people in the comment section, hey, I bought this 3 weeks ago and I haven't got my product. Hey, I bought this 4 weeks ago, 4 months ago, and I still haven't got my product. You know, they're not handling business right. And now I don't like that. And I'm not going to support that because you're not in this for the right reasons. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can get that. You know, I think in his case though, especially since it was during COVID and it was back in 2020, I think he did have surplus, but at the same time, when he tried to reorder certain things, like I think he had a plate carrier. It was the homie plate carrier. He ran out of that, went back to a supplier, and the supplier kept pushing the date back. So like it went from 6 to 8 weeks to, like, I don't know, the next 2 to 3 months. But meanwhile, this competition, like you said, you know, they put in the same order around the same time, and they'd say, yeah, sure, no problem, we'll get it to you in the next 2 to 3 2 to 4 weeks. So I
All
mean,
right,
I think,
that too, but you know,
yeah.
I mean, there's that possibility. So again, when you're getting into this game, black people, you gotta understand, what if this manufacturer just don't like me because I'm black, and he pushes my shit down? How much shit should I have in stock to last me 4 months? And you gotta, take that into consideration. You know, I'm sorry the game's fucked up for us, but the game's fucked up, and you just gotta learn how to
It
play in your
always has
favor,
been.
man. Right? It's not going to change overnight. It's not going to change because you're upset and you complain. Thousands of Negroes are complaining and they still haven't done shit. So you just got to understand how to play the game, man. So,
Yeah,
you know,
that's the part that.
some people out here starting off with like the Call of Duty exclusive pack with all the camos and the guns unlocked already. And you got to come out with a basic ass M4 and earn your shit, you know? So. But at the same time, again, like when I go back to talking about, you know, one monkey won't stop the show. If you had to be that guy with that basic M4 who had to earn all his shit, your skill level should be better than a guy who was already given all his shit and probably hasn't even really played with all of it or built that skill set with all of it, you know.
Yeah, 'cause I mean we got to get it out of the mud whenever it comes to us. So it's like it's always on the hardest difficulty whenever it comes to trying to break into something that we really should have still been in. But you know, over the years with the let's say social, political, and religious influence, you know, because firearms and Black history, they go hand in hand. But it weakened around, like I believe it was, let's just say 70s, 80s, 90s. So now it was like firearms and Black people were demonized. They weren't supposed to go together. Now here we are, 2023. We're trying to catch up where we left off at. If anything, though, I wouldn't even say left off at, because where we left off at has deteriorated. So we're playing a major catch up game. And yeah, it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of unity, man. But again, you know, we're over here fighting social media, and you know, right now, with the stupid gender war thing, man, because you know, like you said, you got a lot of people that look at entertainers and they're like, okay, cool, I want that life. I don't want to put forth the effort to get there, but I want that life. And
Yep.
then you got a
So they
lot of
find
people looking at
the quickest
then you got a lot of people looking at it like, especially in our society, Black society, it's like, well, we can't find any good Black women, so we're gonna go get our passport. We're gonna hop to another island, or gonna hop to another continent, country, whatever. and find another woman who's going to be quote unquote submissive and do what I say. But at the end of the day, it's like you're not on code, because if you don't look at how other societies are treated by the media and the government, especially, especially the media though, because when it comes to black people, it's like strong black, independent black woman. Don't hear anything about the men. They focus on the black women. But yet, anytime another culture needs help, you don't hear anything about African women, Australian women, Chinese women, whatever. It's all the Chinese, the Africans, the Australians. There's no gender divide. So that's where they got us right there. Because the minute that you take away the man from any society, you take away the protection, you take away the building, and it's going to crumble after a while, which is in a sense where we're at. So ultimately, we got to get on code in order to even get to where we're supposed to be at and actually make some long strides to improve our standing in the firearm world. Because, a long time ago, like you said, there wasn't a whole lot of people involved in firearms and a whole lot of black people involved in firearms. And if you look at some of the ads, like say for example that Bruger ad for the was it the Hard R line of firearms, if there was black people involved back then, I don't think their marketing department would have said, hey, this is a good idea, let's go ahead and green light it. If anything, I think they would have said, let's figure out how this plays out, because we want our money, kind of like Canik and Daniel Defense. And and I'm basing this on the NAGA National Conference that happened in July. I mean, there was a lot of firearm companies there: Shadow Systems, Data Defense, Canik especially. Canik put in a lot of bank into showing up and being there, and they supported the conference especially. But they also know that if this is going to be the future of firearms, they need to make sure that they got the right image portrayed to potentially new customers. So,
Yeah, I mean, Canik is Canik again. The Canik is a Turkish company, so it's not necessarily so European minded, and so they're probably more likely would reach out to the community. And then they know a lot of African Americans will buy their product versus like a Staccato, right? They'll look like, it's unfortunate sometimes when our people, we are just cheap minded when it comes to our protection. We'll spend $300 on Nikes if we want to buy $100 gun.
That's a good point.
Right? The cheapest gun that they, again, goes back to that mentality of they don't really want to protect themselves, but they know they have to, so they go in surface level because they know if they go deep into that rabbit hole, they don't know what type of person they'll be when they come out. They just know they won't be the same person. And so they like being that hip hop rapper, ball player status type icon. And so, but when they go down that rabbit hole and they follow Lox Low and see Lox Low start doing what Lox Low do, you start to realize that the shit you're wearing, the shit you're doing, how what image it gives off. Because now you're starting to build awareness. If you're going to be aware about who's shooting around you, you're going to be aware about what you're doing in your own environment outside of that. And so you just notice you'll just change. You become a different person. Your mindset changes. You don't do things the same you used to do. Or you thought going here was fun because it was just exciting. Then you kind of realize that, okay, that shit is dangerous as fuck. I should not be out there. It's only a matter of time if something bad happens. And so a lot of people don't want to make that life change. Because once you start taking care of your own protection or you become your own protector, your life has to change in some aspect, right? Some of the things you did that put you in bad situations that you didn't think about, now you got to think about that. Why am I going to this party at midnight? Now, who's gonna be there? Maybe it's gonna be one of my homegirls. What if she leaves and I'm just the only one there? What am I gonna do at that point? You gotta think about worst case scenario sometimes and make a plan for that. And then you go back to being happy and clicking your heels and shit, whatever people wanna do.
Sometimes because a lot of people follow those entertainers and everything, what baffles me is like let's say the Migos, for example, right? Takeoff died. He was in a situation he didn't even have to be in, man, because it was a dice game or something outside of the club. And you would think people would look at that and say, you know, I think I really need to figure out my life here, because if this dude can die like that and he's got money, well, he might have a bite.
All that money, you know, and man lost his life over a dice game that he wasn't even doing shit in, or
Yeah.
had like no problems with. It'd just be shit. It'd be shit like that, you know.
Yeah,
So,
people don't even look at it like that. They're like, I still want the fame, the glitz, and the glamour, and the easy money, which is it baffles
you know,
me,
RIP
man.
Takeoff, because again, it's not like, oh, he wasn't instigating or doing anything. He was just unfortunately wrong place, wrong time. And
Yeah.
you know, I could say, no, we could also say that shouldn't happen at this, that, and third. But you know, I mean, shit happens in life, man. It's unfortunate. But I don't know. Just shit happens, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Sometimes it doesn't have to happen, but yeah, it does happen.
Like, they had armed security there and everything. They had people there all around. But you know, the actions of a couple of people, you know, can met, you know, really mess it up for a lot of people. So.
Yeah, it's true. So in what ways do you use your platform to address racial inequality and advocate for diversity in the firearm industry?
I like to highlight black people who are actually out there doing the shit. So I know I got a lot of flack from people talking about, oh, why do you do, you know, the top five fire, black firearm instructors, the top five black women who, you know, are instructors or do something with firearms. And it's just because, you know, representation matters. You know, that's just, someone's got to let these people know, because, you know, a black woman really wants to learn from another black woman. She understands where she's coming from. Black man wants to learn from another black man. It just, we better understand our situation and what we go through versus someone else. Now, I tell people, if you can't find someone black, don't let that stop you. Still get the knowledge, the education, the training, and just do what I do and just bring it back to the community.
It makes sense. And I hate to use this last one, man, because it looks like you might have a couple of bites. I don't know, but
Oh, no. I haven't. I kind of like maybe a couple. It's been kind of quiet today.
peace is good though, when you can get to it. But
Yeah,
what advice would what's up?
I'm out here in the mud. Yeah. I'm out here for
Shoot.
real.
Throw them mudskippers back if you see it, man.
This.
Last question for you, man. What advice would you give to other black individuals who are interested in becoming firearm YouTubers?
All right. First, make the decision. Are you an entertainer or educator? I hope you want to be an educator, because you got enough entertainers. And so I would say, if you want to be an educator, do not stop being a student. Always study. Always find something to learn or to build your knowledge on. Always keep training. Don't stop training. So, and that will get you a lot further. I know you just look at the entertainers and they'll be like, oh, he got 500,000 views or this, that. Don't worry about that. Because again, your metric will be measured differently. They don't teach people properly or actually how to shoot. You do. Right? They don't teach people how to anything about firearms that builds knowledge, but you do. Right? So you got to remember that and stay focused on that. You're not here for the money. You're not here for the fame. You're here for a purpose. You're here on a mission. And so as long as you maintain that mission, maintain that mindset, you'll be fine. You know, even if, like, you reach out to companies, they don't answer you back, or they say, oh, sure, we'll do it. We'll do it. I've had that. They'll say they'll do it. Then they go look at your page and your channel, and they'll be like, oh, okay, I don't know about this. So don't get mad about that. If that happens, just reach out to your followers. Hey, followers, what do you got? Hey, I got this Norinco AK-47, and I'm 10 minutes from you. All right, can we meet up at the range one day and, you know, shoot the firearm, test it out, and talk about it? Talk about your experience with it. Find different ways. Don't ever stop. Don't ever get to a hurdle, and don't ever not get over it. Always get over the hurdle, because, like I said, over every hurdle is clear ground.
Hey! This the Black Powder Podcast, let's get explicit. We got the wisdom hitting targets with a mark with precision. We're having fun in the booth, we're running gun for the truth. Every future black gun owner, we're spreading the news. We do illegal, we're moving regal and blessing the people. Some hopes for the culture, we keep it locked like guns in a holster. Holding it down as we're loading the rounds. If they were nervous back then, right, then they're gonna be scared of us now. Black Powder Podcast, we'll be back in a while. Yeah.